schools. What is the school that you go to first few grades? What's the general name for that
school? Grade school.
Okay, and what grades would that take in?
1 through 6.
All right, and then what would be the school above that?
Junior high and high school.
Okay, which grades?
7 through 12.
What, how would you break it down? Junior
7
high?
Through 9 uh-huh. and 10 through 12.
All right. Any other names for any of those?
No.
All right. What kind of fence might you find around the playground in a school?
Wire. Chicken wire.
Okay. And what do you call the building where they have basketball games at school?
The gym.
Any other names for it?
No. What
might they do there besides playing basketball?
Well, other sports, PE classes and assemblies,
mm-hmm.
and the prom usually is held there.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the place where the toilets are in the school?
The Johns, the bathrooms.
All right. Now these are names for different ethnic and racial groups, some of which you may be totally unfamiliar with, and so you probably don't know any derogatory names, but if you do know any derogatory names for any of these groups, let me know. Do you know any names for Orientals first?
Chinks.
Is that just Chinese, or is that any Oriental?
That would be any.
Okay, any others?
Japs.
Is that Japanese?
Yeah. That's all.
Okay. Do you know any derogatory names for Roman Catholics?
No.
Okay. How about for Protestants, especially very fundamentalist Protestants?
A WASP.
Okay.
I think that's what that stands for.
And how about derogatory names for Jews?
Kikes. I've heard things like Jew bird.
What does Jew bird mean?
Just a Jew.
Man or woman?
Probably man. Mm-hmm. I've never heard it referred to.
I never heard that.
Money lenders. Okay.
Okay. How about Germans?
Krauts.
All right. Would you have any name for Low Germans?
No.
All right. Italians?
Pops.
Poles?
No.
Russians?
I think Cossack with a derogatory connotation.
Okay. Czechoslovakians?
No.
Lithuanians?
No.
Englishmen?
No.
Irishmen?
No.
Scotsman?
No.
French?
No.
Cajuns?
Yeah, mixed bloods sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Greeks?
No.
Cubans?
No.
Puerto Ricans?
No.
Mexicans?
Spics.
Okay. Are there any Mexicans anywhere in your area?
Yes, they, there are not as many as there used to be since the combine, the farm implement called a combine came into existence.
Oh.
But
mm-hmm.
before that, they were brought in from Mexico to pick cotton, and they would come a bunch, you know, like 20 or 30 or more in a truck.
Mm-hmm.